This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now we'll discuss the third point, that is the virtues of Arafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a promise in Surah Buruj, chapter number 85, verse number 3. Allah says, وَشَاهِدُونَ وَمَشُودُ. In Surah Buruj, chapter number 85, verse number 3, Allah is taking a promise by the witnessing day, referring to Friday, and by the witnessed day, referring to Yawm al-Arafah. Allah in the Quran, in Surah Buruj, chapter number 85, verse number 3, is taking an oath of Yawm al-Arafah. It's mentioned in Jamat Tirmidhi, volume number 6, hadith number 3339. That the beloved Prophet ﷺ said that Yawmul Mashud, that is the witnessed day or the attended day, is Yawmul Arafah, that is the ninth day of the Hijjah. And Ash-Shahid is the witnessing day, it refers to Friday. It's mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, volume number 2, hadith number 2455, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from the loins of the children of Adam in Arafah. And it says that he took a covenant from the loins of the children of Adam, from the descendant, and took a covenant. And he bought them from the loins and scattered them like ants on the fields of Arafah. And then escorted the verse of the Quran, of Surah Araf, chapter number 7, verse number 172, where it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from the loins of children of Adam, from the descendants, and asked them, "Am I not your Lord?" And they replied, "Yes, we testify you are our Lord." And Allah continues, "Lest on the day of judgment, you will say that you were not mindful." That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from all the children of Adam, from the loins, from all the human beings, that "Am I not your Lord?" And all of them testified, "Yes, you are our Lord." This is mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Araf, chapter number 7, verse number 172. That means on Yawm al-Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from all the human beings. Point number 3 is that Yawm al-Arafah is the day when our deen was completed and Allah has fulfilled his favor on the human beings. It's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, point number 1, hadith number 45, that Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates that a Jew came to him and asked him, "O chief of the believers, there is a verse in your Quran which, if it was mentioned in our book, we would have celebrated it as Eid." So Umar radiallahu anhu asked, "Which is the verse?" And the Jew said, "It's mentioned in your Quran." And he quotes Surah Maidah chapter 5, verse number 3, where Allah says, "On this day, I have perfected your religion for you and have completed my favor on you and have chosen for Islam." Umar radiallahu anhu replies, "We know this verse. It was revealed on a Friday on the day of Arafah." That means it was the day of Arafah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he perfected the religion of Islam and completed his favor on the human beings and has chosen Islam for us. This is the third virtue of Arafah. The fourth virtue of Arafah is that Arafah is also a day of Eid. And it's mentioned in Sunan Abu Dawud, volume number 3, hadith number 2419, that the Prophet said, "The Yawm al-Arafah, that is the ninth of Dhul Hajj, Yawm al-Nahar, that is Eid al-Adha, the tenth of Dhul Hajj, and the Ayyamut Tashrik. These are the 3 days following Eid, the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Dhul Hajj. These are the days of Eid. These are the days of celebration. These are the days of eating and drinking." So Yawm al-Arafah, for the people of Arafah, in Arafah, it's an Eid day for them. The fifth virtue of Arafah is that it is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives and frees the maximum slaves. It is called the Day of Forgiveness. And it's a hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasa'i, volume number 3, hadith number 3006. Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet, said that the Prophet narrated that on no day does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his servants and free his slaves, whether male or female, than on the day of Arafah. And he comes close to the angels and he boasts to them about them and says, what do they want? That means this day of Arafah is also called the Day of Forgiveness. And on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees the maximum slaves ever in the full year on this day of Arafah from the hellfire. The sixth virtue of Arafah is that it's mentioned in Jami Tirmidhi, volume number 3, hadith number 3585, that the beloved Prophet said, on the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears the supplication the maximum. And I and the earlier prophets, they recited, La ilaha illallahu, wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin kadir. That there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And he has got no partners. To him belong all the domain. And all praise are due to him alone. And he has power over all things. This is the best dua that anyone can do on Yawm al-Arafah. That was recommended by the Prophet. It is called the Day of Supplication. And the seventh virtue of Arafah is that a beloved Prophet said, as I mentioned earlier, in Sahih Muslim, volume number 3, hadith number 2747, the Prophet said that fasting on the day of Arafah expiates your sins of the previous year and the coming year. And the same information is repeated in Ibn Majah, volume number 2, hadith number 1730, where the Prophet said that anyone who fasts on Yawm al-Arafah, his sins of the previous year and the next year are expiated. So these were the seven virtues of Yawm al-Arafah, the day of Arafah. Now we'll discuss the last and the fourth point, that is Eid al-Adha or Yawm al-Nahr. That is the Eid or the Day of Sacrifice. The Eid of Sacrifice or the Day of Sacrifice. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked Prophet Ibrahim that what do you love the most in this world? But naturally after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, my son, Ismail alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests Ibrahim alayhi salam that can you sacrifice him for me? And Ibrahim alayhi salam goes and tells his son Ismail alayhi salam, and he says, don't worry, father, you will find me steadfast. And on the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's about to sacrifice his son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces him with a sacrificial animal. And this is what we remember every year in Eid al-Adha, that we should be able to sacrifice anything in this world for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during Yawm al-Nahr, day of sacrifice, and Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice, if we have the means, we sacrifice an animal. For one person, it is a goat. Or if you want a big animal like a cow or a camel, it can be for 7 people. And it's mentioned in Surah Hajj, chapter number 22, verse number 37. It is not their meat or blood that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is a party which reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't sacrifice so that the blood and the meat reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we do it for our taqwa. Our piety should reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do? With the sacrifice, when we sacrifice the animal, we distribute it amongst the poor people, amongst the friends, amongst the relatives, and keep some for ourselves. Normally, it is recommended that minimum 1/3 should be given to the poor people, 1/3 to the family and friends, and the maximum you can keep yourself is 1/3. This is a practice.